This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And boy, are you exceptional. I just want to tell you how exceptional you are and how special it is to be an American. Welcome to the show, the third and final hour. And things are heating up. Donald Trump is winning. Oh my goodness. He's pulling ahead in the race, like way ahead. No brainer. Activity on the Donald. SCOTUS. Okay, so anyway, we've got really a sort of a packed hour ahead on Agenda 21 Radio. You can visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com. That's just sort of the shortcut. You can also visit the website by going to a21r.com. Try that one out. Take you right to the website, Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Like I said, a lot of things going on. We've been covering this whole thing sort of wall to wall with Donald Trump's win in the Supreme Court, the travel ban upheld, winning again. And, you know, of course, it just goes to say that he's winning in just about everything else. Now, little struggle, I know, going on with health care in the Senate. By the way, I'm adamantly opposed to the federal government in any way, shape, or form being involved with health care. I know. Set to pay some major premiums in the next month. I'm not a happy camper. Not a happy camper of the best. And then California Jerry Brown. And thank goodness. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that his $400 billion a year. $1 billion a year in the state budget. This is what he proposed. It's Chris Treat who broke the story on our radio show. Here on Agenda 20, $400 billion with a B dollars a year annually. Now, right now, the budget for California is $123 billion. So, I don't know about you, but, you know, that's a lot of billions. That's a lot of dollars. And Jerry Brown just says, I'm going to be the dictator of California. And this is what I'm going to do. No offense to Dick, but, you know, Jerry Brown, come on. No, I'm not going there. Please don't let me go there. Jerry Brown. We're going to talk about Jerry Brown I'm not going to talk about him today. It's just there's other good things happening. Loretta Lynch. Yes, yes, Loretta Lynch. You know, it's interesting because she's being investigated now, and there's lots of problems ahead for Loretta Lynch. And I want you to pay attention to this one. Now, Judge Napolitano weighing in again.
The Senate Judiciary Committee looking for answers from Loretta Lynch on whether or not she intervened in the Clinton email server investigation. One of the questions in the letter to Loretta Lynch reading, quote, during your time in the Justice Department, did you ever have communications with former DNC chairwoman, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her staff, her associates, or any other current or former DNC officials about the Clinton email investigation?
Oops.
Let's bring in Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, can they force Loretta Lynch to testify?
Yes, of course they can force Loretta Lynch to testify. I agree essentially with what former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told Maria yesterday in the clip that you just ran, but I would actually extend it one step farther. There is enough evidence here, just on the basis of the little snippets given to the Senate Intelligence Committee by former FBI Director Jim Comey, that Mrs. Lynch was either conflicted or working at odds with the Justice Department and in behalf of Mrs. Clinton's campaign and the DNC when she told them to use different terminology for the investigation. Now, the terminology really doesn't matter. The FBI was investigating Mrs. Clinton anyway, but the terminology, let's call it a matter, not an investigation. This resulted in some FBI agents teasing the director, saying, oh, you're now the director of the Federal Bureau of Matters rather than the Federal Bureau of Investigations. But the terminology may be indicative of a mindset on the part of Attorney General Lynch that she was going to do whatever she could to prevent Mrs. Clinton from getting indicted, and the Senate Judiciary Committee is entitled to inquire into that. So is the Justice Department. This is not under Bob Mueller. This is not involved with the Russians. The DOJ itself, Jeff Sessions, can assign a team of investigators, FBI agents and prosecutors, to investigate his predecessor.
Okay. This is good news. This is what they. This is now. Let's hearken back to Jeff Sessions in the Senate. You know, being confirmed, his confirmation hearings. They did not want Jeff Sessions around precisely for this moment.
As to whether or not she obstructed justice or behaved in a way that constitutes misconduct in office by preventing or doing everything she could to slow down or impede the investigation of Mrs. Clinton.
Judge, wasn't it not only just what happened with Comey's testimony, but there's also assertions that she actually did tell other Democratic operatives from that she would prevent this matter from going too far?
That's the reason for the question that Senator Grassley's people wrote to Attorney General Lynch about her communications with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a congresswoman from Florida and at the time the chair of the Democratic National Committee. It is alleged, this document has not seen the light of day if it exists, that there is one or several emails between Debbie Wasserman Schultz and
WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks fills the void.
Loretta Lynch concerning the behavior that Loretta Lynch will take to further the DNC interest while Mrs. Lynch was the Attorney General.
What about
that, if it happened, would be misconduct in office.
What's the punishment then?
What's a felony? Depending upon exactly what charge, what they charged her with, it could be.
It's a felony. In fact, let's listen because there's more felonies.
5 or 10 years in jail. It's very serious. It's the equivalent of obstruction of justice. It's the same allegations they're making about the president.
Incredible.
Incredible. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Again, it looks like Donald Trump is going to win again. You know, this winning thing. I'm shocked at the winning thing. I'm really shocked. I'm so shocked I'm actually enjoying it. Why they did not want Jeff Sessions to be confirmed. They wanted somebody that just wasn't going to play the game. Sessions is a player. He's playing the game. He's laser focused, by the way. Now, I play this clip for all of my good friends in the state capitol and in some of the other, you know, offices, executive branch. Because I'm going to say it again. You know, as I always say when I get the opportunity to say it when I'm speaking about Jeff Sessions, is that the proctologist has arrived. The proctologist, I say again, I repeat, the proctologist has arrived in the state capitol. And he's going to go down deep into the bowels of the state capitol. And he's going to root out your problems. I'm just advising everybody in the state capitol. I don't want to put any fear in you, but just let it be known that, yes, they have arrived, these proctologists. It's a team. They have these badges on them, and they say FBI. I just love it when a doctor's appointment comes together, don't you? Oh, and the doctor? The doctor is in the house. His name is, of course, Donald J. Trump. And chief proctologist is Jeff Sessions. Enjoy the investigation. Enjoy the investigation, State Capitol. We will. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Here we go. We're back on the crazy train. Clarence Thomas, SCOTUS, ought not stand by idly as gun control cripples the Second Amendment. I hate it when this happens. I hate it when you have a justice of the Supreme Court stepping out and saying things like, ought not to stand by idly as gun control cripples Second Amendment. He must be talking about California. Oh, he is. An article that is in Breitbart. Era Hawkins is the author. In a June 26 dissent that accompanied the Supreme Court of the United States announcement that it would not hear the Peruta versus California, Justice Clarence Thomas said the court ought not stand idly by as state level gun control cripples the Second Amendment. On January 26, 2012, Breitbart reported that SCOTUS was asked to review Peruta in hopes of securing a ruling on fundamental rights, particularly as to whether the Second Amendment entitles ordinary law-abiding citizens to carry handguns outside the home for self-defense in some matter, including concealed carry with open carry, when open carry is forbidden by state law. Thomas contended, this is wonderful. Thomas contended that SCOTUS' decision to pass over Peruta was indefensible. Okay. Cornell published the text of Thomas's dissent, in which he expressed concern that SCOTUS is treating the Second Amendment as a disfavored right, he observed. The Constitution does not rank certain rights above others, and I do not think this court should impose such a hierarchy of selectivity enforcing its preferred rights. Now, I believe this was all done before Donald Trump had gotten Neil Gorsuch in, but I could be wrong. As I recall, Thomas then expressed certain that a sheltered inside the Beltway lifestyle is blinding many to the framers intentionally in hedging in gun rights for the citizenry at large. Says, for those of us who work in marbled halls guarded constantly by a vigilant of dedicated police force, the guarantees of the Second Amendment might seem antiquated and superfluous, but the framers made it a clear choice. They reserve to all Americans the right to bear arms for self-defense. I do not think we should stand by idly while a state denies its citizens that right, particularly when their lives may depend on it. I respectfully dissent. Oh, so Gorsuch was there. Thomas was joined in dissent by Justice Neil Gorsuch. Here it is. Just the Second Amendment just keeps being obliterated by the state of California. Yeah, I mean, this is the state of California. Now, I'm wondering what's going to happen if we get another justice on the court. They need to revisit this, and they need to put a stop to what's going on in California. Now, I think there's many problems in California with the fight against the gun control people. I want to know, because I don't get much in terms of, and I I'm representing people that I've talked to, gun store owners, numerous gun store owners that have confided in me, and being a gun owner myself, and a CCW, and having all these rights, and I exercise them liberally, freely here in a county with a constitutional sheriff who supports CCW, by the way, and probably will not enforce these crazy laws that Governor Brown is foisting. See, the idea is to take away our guns. That's all this is about. It's a raid on taking guns away. And if the Supreme Court isn't going to stand up with us, then why are we allowing them to have these laws in place? And what is, who's defending, who are these big organizations out there with billions of dollars? They're supposedly fighting for our constitutional rights when in fact they're not doing jack. Am I talking about the NRA, maybe? Not a real fight going on from the NRA to stop these gun laws from going to. In fact, that's my opinion, and that's not just my opinion. That's gun store owners, by the way, who have dropped their NRA membership, Mr. President. We're being systematically destroyed here in California through these just outrageous, every time you turn around, there's a new gun law. You see, what should happen in California is you need to turn off this legislative spigot. Maybe legislative cycle every 2 years, or limited number of days, limited in half. Well, by three quarters, you don't need so much. California is nothing more than a legislative factory. People get up and go to work every day to pass new legislation. That's what they do. That's their job. Marching on to totalitarianism. One law at a time. One unelected official passing a law on their own, a regulation at a time. And you have hundreds, thousands of these people doing that to you. No wonder California is turning to communism as a lifestyle. And no wonder you have squatters all along the rivers now in California looking more like Mexico than California, because the middle class is gone. They've been pushed out, squeezed out by these laws that have just been absolutely, and the taxes, all which, let's talk about the 30 cent per gallon gas tax. It just ramrodded right all the way through. Right all the way through. Jerry Brown signature. Oh, yeah, we'll get that 30 cent. $5 billion. This is the kind of craziness that's going on in California. And it will come to your state, by the way. SCOTUS does not stand in defensive. But, you know, where are these advocates? See, these people can get away with passing laws because the advocates are not there. They're not there in mass. You don't hear from the NBA or the NRA. I know what goes on in those offices. Well, what's the NRA say? Well, they're silent on this bill. They're talking about, let's give you a matter of fact how it works. Let's say we have a senator, Democratic senator in the state of California, and he's got staffers, and they want to pass this gun control law. And they say, oh, we're going to take out large capacity magazines. You can't have it. You can have a large capacity magazine, to some of them, is 10 rounds in a magazine, which is what the law is now, not 30. When you buy an automatic weapon, semi-automatic weapon like an AR, you're limited. Or even a handgun. You're limited to 10. No more than 10. No more than 10. No more than 10 in the magazine. But, you know, to some, they're going to want to reduce that number to 5. Only 5. Only 5 in the magazine. That's enough. And, of course, you don't have a bullet button. No big deal. Only 5 to defend yourself and your family if need be. So they pass this, they get the law out there, and they put it out there, and people are looking at it and hammering, and people are protesting, but not many. They ask the question, where is the NRA on this? That's what they do. And they say, oh, the NRA, they're not opposing this. That's the answer they get. So what do they do? Say, hey, baby, if the NRA isn't opposing it, it's pedal to the metal. We'll just take that gun right away. We'll go from 10 to 5 in the magazine. We want mini mags. Mini mags. You have to have representation if you're paying for it. And the biggest office, by the way, the NRA has, California. They love to take the money. They just don't like to do much in response. Stay with us.
Get down. Hello, Cold War.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. We're back. You know, the California legislature, it just never stops. And it never ceases to amaze us. Never ceases to amaze us. Now, they just recently passed a travel ban. And so what happens, and in other words, this is as the travel ban goes. It says, the ink is barely dry on California's newly expanded ban on state-funded travel to Texas and other states that it claims discriminate against LGBT people, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. And sometimes there's a cue for questioning people. And this week, two openly gay Democratic politicians are traveling to Texas. They say it's bigger in Texas, violating the ban they claim to support. You know how it is in Texas. Everything is just so much bigger. This is an... we are not turning this into a comedy show. But sometimes you just have to laugh. I mean, I wonder how many openly gay legislators are in California's legislature. Oh, I like this one. According to the Los Angeles Times, by the way, this is Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, former Assemblyman, says California Attorney General Javier Becerra on Thursday, this is last week, and this is from the LA Times he's sourcing. California Attorney General Javier Becerra on Thursday announced he was prohibiting state employees from traveling at state expense to Texas and three other states that he determined have approved laws that discriminate against gay and transgender people. You know these transgender people? I wonder how that XY chromosome thing works out for them. Can they change their genetic expressions? it's called genotype. Can they change their genotype? That XY chromosome thing. And those of you that don't know what chromosomes are, they are responsible for your phenotypic expressions, who you are physically. And, you know, what sex you are. In fact, there's 23andMe. You've heard that before. 46 chromosomes. Well, there's 22 what are called autosomes. No, it's not autozone. It's autosomes. Take out the S, put a Z, and put the S in. Somes. And two sex chromosomes. Now, if you're a female, you have what is known as the XX chromosome complement, giving you 46, 22 autosomes of pairs and one sex. So if you have 22 autosomes and XX complement, you are a bona fide female with female genitalia. If you are XY, in other words, 22 autosomes and XY, you are a bad boy. You have male genitalia. That's a fact of life, Jack. That's just the way it is. Now, everything else. Now, there are people who do have XXY in their complement. And some that are XO. They look like females, but they have issues. You can imagine not having one of the XO. I think XO might be lethal. I'm going to have to go look this up again because I used to teach this stuff, and boy, am I rusty. But I do know that XX and XY, that differentiates between sexes. So now that you're getting a little sex education, transgenders, it must be they feel an orientation. Because they all, their thing is that everything's genetic. The genetic are responsible for gayness and transgender. Yet to be proven, people. Yet to be proven. Kind of like climate change. Oh, but then we've got, here you go. This is where the article picks up and gets really gushy. Big boys. Senator Ricardo Lara, a Democrat from Bell Gardens, who is openly gay, is among those attending the annual gathering of the National Association of Elite Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, NALEO, N-A-L-E-O. Everything's got an acronym. A spokesman said, he is using his own money, not taxpayer funds. Laura voted for the bill that enacted the travel ban. Laura felt participating in a panel discussion on immigration was important amid debate over Governor Greg Abbott's signage of a controversial immigration law that bans sanctuary cities for immigrants in the country illegally, spokesman Michael Stoller said. He must be one of those, if you go to the state capitol, there's always these young men running around with black tight pants and pointy shoes. They're kind of like pages, I think. They're all around the state capitol. It's Alice in Wonderland. Seriously, I've had people just open. This is Alice in Wonderland, isn't it? Yeah, in the state capitol. You listen. You need to go down to the state capitol when they're in session and things are happening. Because boy, there's a lot of prancing people around. It's just comedic. I mean, it's like a movie set. I'm serious. It's like, is this happening? All these, and of course, note who's on the chairs. In the committees and so on. Note who they are, which is really telling about this governor. It says, Laura Feld, participating in a panel on immigration, was important. Texas just passed one of the nation's most anti-immigrant laws with Senate Bill 4, and California went down this road with Proposition 187 more than 20 years ago, Laura said in a statement. With LGBT and immigrant rights under assault, so you got it. Okay. I didn't know the two were under assault together, unless we're letting in a lot of LGBTs. across the country, I thought it was important to join other Latino leaders and show California's example. Laura is not the only California Democrat making the trip, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. West Hollywood Mayor Pro Tem John Duran is also traveling to the convention. I get it. I get it why Laura and the Pro Tem is going down together. I'm very suspicious of this relationship. What do you think, boyfriend? Democrats may have a hard time holding every athletic team in California to a different standard if they make exceptions for high-profile politicians to travel to the banned states for important causes. Now, again, if you're involved with an athletic program at a public school, guess what? You can't go to one of those states to play a game. So if you're at UCLA, you cannot travel to Texas to play in the Texas schools. Hello? Hello? Anybody out there ever put that little math together? So people, by the way, the college and university ranks, these are millions of dollars that we're talking about to the universities and the public and all this other stuff. Yeah, millions of dollars. So to some of the millions of dollars, if you had a Texas game, somebody, UCLA, Cal, it's over. Done, kaput, fini. Now, I wonder if these guys are going to pass a law forbidding travel of schools in Texas to California. I'm just thinking, you know, they need more work down there. I mean, because, you know, they have such a long legislative year in California. We need to dream some legislation up for them, don't you think? More travel banning, boyfriend. Or let's go to Texas together, boyfriend. I don't know. Just thinking with my tinfoil hat on. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
One zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, we are out of time almost in 3 hours. Wow. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I know there's a lot of people listening right now, and I really appreciate that. Numbers just kind of keep on going up. Okay, so now listen, I'm going to breeze through. I want to get to three things in this final segment, because and I promise to cover more of the third one if I get to it, but this is so important. It's called What Happens When a Legal Gun Owner... Well, when things happen to them. This is kind of in Castaic, California. This has come from Breitbart. Robbery suspect corners female homeowner and gets shot. Really? It says, on Monday, an alleged robbery suspect in Castaic, California, cornered a female homeowner who reacted by shooting him in the chest. There you go. Hey, you mess with me, boyfriend? Well, okay. I guess I could just add the article right there. The alleged robbery occurred around 2 a.m. According to KHTS, it looks like, you know, K something else. The woman heard strange noises and realized the suspect was in her home. She fled the residence and called 911 while outside. The woman saw the suspect leave the home, so she returned and barricaded the front door once outside. Or once inside. Suddenly, the suspect returned and reportedly forced his way in through the home's back entry. This time around, the woman was holding her handgun and fired one shot when confronted by the suspect. The bullet struck him in the chest, and he was transported to a hospital where he is in custody for a burglary charge. Police did not identify the suspect, and the woman did not want to be identified earlier. It says that neighbors, speaking on condition of anonymity, secret source, said they were not surprised by the incident. They said sheriff's deputies' response time in the area is not as quick as others. It's not as quick as her handgun. That is the moral of that story, if you know what I mean. Now, next one, kind of breezing through these. There's another incident. No, listen, gun owners of America, gun owners all throughout the United States. Homeowner opens fire on robbery suspects, kills two. Ding, 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 says, this is video pulled from a home surveillance system shows muzzle blast flashing in a back room and again outside as a homeowner opens fire on two robbery suspects. It says, this is in Brentwood, California, according to the Daily Mail. Video footage shows the suspects entering the home only to be greeted within seconds by bullets and muzzle flashes. The homeowner is then seen chasing the two men outside and shooting at them more. Police have not released identity of the deceased suspects. They did report that both suspects were from nearby Antioch and appeared to be in their 30s. East Bay Times reports Brentwood police, are you ready for this? Reports that Brentwood police entered the home. I mean, this is where it gets in really good, guys. I mean, come on. Entered the home, said the two suspects apparently had a handgun when they entered the home. Yeah, the preliminary information shows that it was a home invasion robbery and two suspects, one with a firearm. They presented a threat and the shooting was prompted in self-defense. The homeowner was not injured in the incident. There you go. Neighbor Reggie Nichols said he heard the shots, then a flurry of gunfire. I'm ticked off because this kind of stuff doesn't happen around here often. It's a good neighborhood. Well, obviously, good neighborhoods, too. I mean, you got to defend yourself, right? Good neighborhoods are the neighborhoods with the riches that the burglars like. Most burglars spend most of their time determining and finding out whether or not the person in the house has a handgun. That's kind of like basic laws behind all that. Okay, the other one, I'm running out of time, but I can at least tease you with it because this is so good. It involves Maxine Waters. And I saw this video, Grindel 61 or whatever, is from the YouTube. Somebody said it's just hysterical because Maxine Waters, they show up at a Maxine Waters event. And it's kind of interesting. Maxine Waters leads Impeach 45 chant and keeps town hall protesters out. And it's kind of interesting. Oh, they chased Maxine Waters out of the event. That's really what happens. This was an event that took place. It must have taken place 2 days ago. This is at one point during the meeting, Waters led supporters inside chanting against a lone female protester who was saying, impeach Mad Max, over the side saying impeach Batman. And there was more than one. I don't know where they get that product from the article. It says, according to the Los Angeles Times, Waters' chant against the woman lasted 4 minutes. Waters later chanted the phrase, stay woke, whatever that means. Protesters outside could be heard chanting, let us in one video taken outside the event. Many event ticket holders were told they couldn't go in. And that's sort of the thing that happened here. And I'm going to leave it here because I don't have the video queued. And I have a video I want to play for this because it's wonderful. It's wonderful. They chased her out of the event. And they were screaming so loud inside for impeachment for Maxine Waters. And of course, but she's leading a chant. I mean, yeah, plus the other thing, too, which is probably not a really good idea. But anybody who was a Donald Trump supporter, basically, was told not to go in. That just didn't sit well with the crowd because they know the constitutional rights, right? And by the way, the police did, too. The police did very, very little to stop the protest movement because they can't. She's a politician. And of course, they trapped her in the building and she wouldn't come out. She's trying to leave the building, but from what I understand, she cut everything short because of all the protest outside screaming. They had bullhorns. They brought bullhorns to this event and shouted her down as she was trying to get this. I mean, it was a wonderful thing to see. This is protest. It's good protest. It's good, healthy protest. And Maxine Waters chanting down with Trump, impeach 45, this whole line of garbage basically that she was trying to espouse was being shouted down. Nice to see. We are starting to awaken here in California. It's very important that we do, don't you think? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to newmana.com. numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. a21r.com will also get you there. And you can go to paul@a21r.com to email me. I have not opened the emails today. Well, since the show got started. Sorry, but I will. Yeah, but I will. Anyway, so Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Now, if you need power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. If you need family packs, Numana Food has that for you. If you need water, chlorination, distilling, whatever, Numana has that. Premium organic milk powder, Numana has that. Filters for your water, Numana has that. Everything you can imagine for your survival, Numana has. So visit Numana. numana.com/agenda. Also, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. And Yuba City Gold and Bullion, 530-755 coin. You can coin it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. As I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, this is so important as a concept to understand about American exceptionalism. But you are exceptional Americans. You are exceptional Americans, ladies and gentlemen. And as exceptional Americans, we ask you to, yes, stay strong, America. Stay strong. Being exceptional has a responsibility. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095. And
this is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.